Well, the action continues here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Fran Duffy here with DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline as we have the South team going through red zone one-on-ones with the wide receiver DBs as we see Sammy Coates from Auburn reeling a pass in the back of the end zone. Let's focus here on the far side. Garrett Grayson at quarterback. Tony, I'm trying to see who that receiver is. As far, it looks like Desmond Lewis.
It is.
Against, is that Kevin White? It's Kevin White, the corner from TCU on the far side.
And really what you want to do is you want to see the quarterback give the receiver a chance to catch the ball, pass placement and basically something like that. I mean, that wasn't a bad pass by Grayson. It would have been pass interference on
White.
Would have
been a flag, yeah.
So that's what you want. You want him to put the ball up there and let his receiver get up and battle will come down with it.
On the same side, you got Blake Sims here. It's a nice route there from the tight end from BYU. That would be Devin Mahina.
Tight ends have done well in this drill. Before we got on the air, was Clive Warford of Miami coming away with a nice reception.
Nice back shoulder throw there from Brian Bennett to Ronnell Hall from Central Florida. He was a late add, Tony. What have you seen from Ronnell Hall this week?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. I had him highly rated coming into the season, but he played 2014 with an injury. He's got some quickness and a burst to his game. Solid pass catcher. It's just really was not 100%, which I think hurt him and will hurt his draft stock, but he's a legitimate number five receiver at the next level.
And Hall's an interesting guy, too, because they line him up in the backfield, and he gets a lot of carries as a running back, so really one of those versatile offensive players that you see down here at the Senior Bowl.
Very athletic, very quick. That was a nice reception there by the tight end, C.J. Uzuma from Auburn, underutilized, especially considering that Pruitt, the safety, Cody Pruitt, had good coverage on it, kind of hip-checked him out of the way there.
As we see at the bottom of the screen there, that was Nick Marshall breaking on the ball well on the receiver. That was Donatella Luckett, the wide receiver out of Harding. Marshall, as we stay on Nick Marshall here at the bottom of the screen, obviously he's in between reps right now. What have you seen from him this week as he transitions to the defensive backfield?
Good ball skills, good footwork, good hip movement. I think his deep speed, his ability to stay downfield with opponents is going to be a problem. And as such, I think he's going to be a nickel or dime back in zone coverage because he'd be a liability in deep coverage. Good play there. You just saw Clive Warford using his hands to get separation from the defensive back, but he can't hold on to a ball that was precisely placed by the quarterback.
As we see the action now, as it continues to unfold here, Tony, for the quarterbacks, I mean, obviously you're looking for ball placement in the back end of the end zone. You want to see a lot of touch here. Of these three quarterbacks, you have Garrett Grayson, Colorado State, Brian Bennett from Southeast Louisiana, and Blake Sims from Alabama. Who is the best in terms of touch, in your opinion?
I think Bennett has done a very good job. We just saw it right there, letting his receiver get up and come away with the reception. Grayson, I think, needs to work on it. Sims also needs to work on it as well. Sims, the ball doesn't seem to come out of his hand cleanly and tends to wobble around the field. Tight end throw over the middle. That's a terrific recovery from Pruitt again, being physical against the larger tight end to break up the reception. Second repetition in a row we've seen that from him.
Yeah, and Pruitt struggled in his last rep where he gave up that touchdown to Uzoma and was able to rebound there. As we see Sammy Coates make a very tough grab. I mean, Sammy Coates, one of the big issues with him coming into the week was his hands and consistency catching the football. I think he's made a number of tough catches throughout the week.
He has, and what you like is, you know, he's a big body receiver that uses his frame and uses his strength to beat down and defeat defensive backs to come away with the reception, as we saw there.
As an errant throw there from Alabama quarterback Blake Sims. We're in between reps here, Tony. From a receiver standpoint, you're looking for that size, the ability to box out, the body control to go up and get the football. Of these receivers here, are any of these guys standing out in that area so far?
Well, it would be the aforementioned Sammy Coates. The problem with Sammy Coates is he really doesn't have that deep burst, which I was hoping to see. He's more of a one-speed receiver, which I think is going to depress his draft stock some.
All right, so let's look at the bottom of the screen here. We have Ronnell Hall going up against Nick Marshall from Auburn. Ronnell Hall, though, out of Central Florida. Nice little speed cut there. The coaches call those routes so you can kind of see what the defensive back does, how his reaction skills are, and how he breaks on the football.
You also want to see the route running, and that was a tremendous route by Hall. I mean, he didn't round it off. He was very quick in the breaks, came out, good body position, stayed low to catch the reception. You know, that's why he was lined up in the backfield. He's got that quick first step, which allows him to separate. You saw it right there.
As we transition here to the top of the screen, if I'm correct, I believe that's Philip Dorsett from Miami going up against Kevin White from TCU. Dorsett's had a very good week, and he pulls in another tough grab there. I don't know if his feet were in, but Philip Dorsett has had one of the best weeks of the receiver group so far.
He's dropped a few passes, but not too many. I think, you know, he's a speedster. He's a guy who could stretch the field. What you like about him this week is he's physical. He doesn't back down to a challenge. Here's an interesting matchup. Lyndon Trail, the outside linebacker slash defensive end, being used at the tight end position. Really not showing too much there. That's why he plays on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think it was out of the frame, but Trail was lined up as a tight end. Very, very interesting to see him get a couple of reps here on the offensive side of the ball. Show Scouts has got that versatility as we transition here on the backside. Almost a very nice grab there from Donatello Luckett. A nice job. Good recovery there from Miami cornerback Ladarius Gunter.
Right, but you want to see the defensive back at least try to get his head back around and see the ball. That was an outright drop by, is that Lewis?
I think it was either Desmond Lewis. I think it was Donatello Luckett.
It was Desmond Lewis of Central Arkansas, I think.
There you go. Okay. So as we talked about Gunter, what have you seen from Gunter this week from Miami?
You know, he's physical. I just don't know that he's got the speed. He struggles making plays with his back to the ball. You got to get your head back around and position yourself. You can get away with the face guarding in college. You can't get away with it on Sundays.
All right, so let's take one final rep here at the top of the screen. We've got outside. There was Tyler Lockett from Kansas State. I mean, the shiftiness, the first step explosion. What have you seen from Lockett this week?
You know, a lot. Let's just say, you know, he is everything he's supposed to be as far as a downfield threat. No one can stay downfield with him. I've been impressed with the way he fights in a crowd to come away with the ball, especially the way he's caught the ball, because if you watch him as a junior, he did a lot of body catching. But as you just saw there, consistent hand catching, grabbing the ball away from his frame.
All right, so that'll do it here from Ladd Peebles Stadium as we cover the red zone one-on-ones from the wide receiver DBs in the South squad. Stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.